USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Embassy confirmed that an American citizen diagnosed with the coronavirus has died in Wuhan, China. It appears this is the first death of an American citizen from the disease. Planes carrying about 300 Americans from the Chinese city at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak arrived at military bases in California and Texas yesterday. Some of the Americans were continued on from Texas to Nebraska. Passengers will be under a 14-day quarantine to protect against the spread of the virus. All but two of the 724 confirmed deaths have been in mainland China, with one person dying in the Philippines and another in Hong Kong. More than 34,000 people have been infected with the virus worldwide. And 11 Americans, along with 64 people sickened with it, have been taken off a quarantine ship in Japan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union who testified during the House impeachment investigation, is out of a job, according to his attorney. Sondland's exit comes the same day as Alexander Vindman, a National Security Council officer, who also testified. In a statement, Sondland said, "I was advised that the president intends to recall me effective immediately as United States ambassador to the European Union." Andrew Yang's presidential campaign has fired dozens of staffers following the Iowa caucuses, including the national political and policy directors, as well as the deputy national policy director. Though the results of the contest are not yet final, Yang had a disappointing finish, appearing so far to have placed a distant sixth with 1% of state delegate equivalents. The national party and policy directors, as well as deputy national policy director, were also terminated. Politico first reported the layoffs, though the Yang campaign denied parts of the report, saying these were not senior-level officials. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Bureau of Land Management has approved new management plans for two national monuments in Utah that have been reduced by the Trump administration. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The three management plans affect the reduced Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments, as well as 900,000 acres removed from the staircase, and permits more drilling, mining, and cattle grazing in the areas. Various groups have sued to invalidate President Trump's order to reduce the monuments, which was established by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Last year, a federal judge declined a Justice Department motion to have the lawsuits dismissed, and the Interior Department has received criticism for issuing the plans with the litigation ongoing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A memorial service was held for an American airman who died fighting Australia's deadly wildfires before his body was returned to the United States. Rick DeMorgan Jr. was one of three Americans killed on January 23rd when their water bombing air tanker came down in New South Wales. The remains of Captain Ian C. Macbeth, age 44, and First Officer Paul C. Hudson were flown home earlier this week. A memorial service was held for the pair before they were returned on Wednesday. The ceremony for DeMorgan took place at the Australian Air Force military base near Sydney. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.